Well, there you'd be. You would see you'd have been running the same thing as you have now in apples. Now they, well, for years now they've shipped apples in different count. Mm-hmm. An apple is shipped now. You've got so many for a box of apples. You get one, you get so many counts, and then you more, and a smaller apple, you get a bigger count. Mm-hmm. And that's the way that worked.
People who had, well, you had cows, you said. Did you have any special shelters for them besides the barn?
Well, we had a cow shed, mm-hmm. and a horse shed for the animals to get under. Out in the weather, of course, now, out in the country, they didn't have all that. They had a horse stalls and shed, but the cattle, they stayed out in the opening.
Uh-huh. What shelters and things did you have for the hogs?
Well, they also had a roof over their pens.
What kind of pen did you call that?
Well, I would call it a hog pen.
Okay. If you wanted to milk the cows, it's sort of a makeshift fenced-in place where you could shut the cows up to milk them. You call that a...
You didn't call it nothing. You just milked the cow.
Did you ever hear people talk about a milk gap or cow pen or cupping?
Well, the word cow pen has been used in same as a hog pen, and every other kind of pen of penning animals. And I don't know whether there's any difference in the pens, but of course a hog, usually you had to put water in there so they could wallow in that water and mud. I don't know whether that was necessary, but you did. And
would you call the fenced in place around the barn, did you ever hear that called a cow lot or a barnyard or horse lot?
Well, it was called a lot regardless. It was just, that was a lot. And that was all, that's the only thing they were calling it. They didn't, of course now in the picture shows they call them corrals and all that, you know, Ramuda, and
uh-huh.
where they tie the horses, you know. And I don't know, like I say, you can probably get more out of seeing a good Western picture show than you can out of me.
They didn't use those Western terms like that around here, though.
Well, not that I know of. Because we, like I say, you'd have to ask me questions that pertain around here,
uh-huh.
because I can't tell you anything about these other things. Like I said, a lot of this stuff I've heard since I've grown up and started going and seeing picture shows. I've heard those expressions used in a picture show.
Uh-huh.
But as far as telling you, a lot of these people will tell you about how much they remember now. A lot of old people, they always did get away with me. They'd say, now I remember in 1881 at 2:30 at 13th day of June, so and so happened. And they don't know no more than I do about that, and I don't know nothing about it. And there's things they can remember, but now they go into the extreme about that. I've seen them go to an extreme. I've talked to a lot older people than I am, and they'd go on about, and my mother-in-law died when she was about 89, my wife's mother, and she really couldn't tell you when or she had gave birth to 9 children, but she couldn't hardly tell you their birth dates. And but other people, they could tell you all about
uh-huh.
this stuff.
A place where on more of a farm.